Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off. Now from Columbus, here is the OHSAA Radio Network's Marty Bannister.
We have reached one of the most exciting weeks of the high school basketball season as the Ohio High School Athletic Association will crown state champions in girls basketball in Dayton, while also crowning regional champions around Ohio in boys basketball. Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show. I'm Marty Bannister, and together with our guests, we'll spend the next 30 minutes setting the scene for high school basketball all across the state of Ohio. This week, we will take an in-depth look at the girls' basketball state semifinalists from the broadcasters who will call those games for Spectrum and the OHSAA Radio Network. And we will also break down the boys' basketball regional pairings. But first, let's step aside for a break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
Everyone knows chocolate milk is delicious, but who knew chocolate milk was a noteworthy source of nourishment? It's packed with essential nutrients. Who knew chocolate milk was an exceptional source of energy? Plenty of protein and carbs to fuel and replenish. Who knew chocolate milk was a remarkable way to rehydrate? Water and electrolytes to replace fluids. When you're active, chocolate milk is a delicious way to nourish, energize, and rehydrate. Choose chocolate milk.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
At the Ohio High School Athletic Association, our student athletes are going pro at being
coachable, a good student,
responsible,
dependable,
respectful,
a good student,
dependable,
a good teammate.
Representing my school,
I'm going pro at being
a good student.
Let's go pro at respecting the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
Respect the game.
It's basketball tournament time, and the Ohio High School Athletic Association invites you to be a part of the action. Sectional, district, and regional tournaments lead to the state tournament at University of Dayton Arena. The OHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is March 14th, 15th, and 16th, and the boys take the court March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Check out OHSAA.org for brackets, tickets, and special offers. Make a trip with friends and family to UD Arena and be a part of history.
Hi, I'm Anthony Munoz. I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time, and that's what you should do when sharing the road. That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt, because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver. So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
This message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
The OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show is brought to you by the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast every game from both the girls' and boys' state basketball tournaments. The girls' state tournament starts on Thursday and runs through Saturday, while the boys' state tournament is March 22nd through the 24th, all the games at the University of Dayton Arena. In addition to the radio network coverage, every game from both the girls' and boys' state tournaments will be covered by Spectrum, with streaming coverage at OHSAA.tv and the championship games we broadcast live on Spectrum News Channel 1. This week marks the 49th annual OHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament. Let's get a preview of each division from the Spectrum and OHSAA radio network broadcasters who will call the games. We'll start in Division 1. Here's Dwight Burgess.
2024 Girls Division 1 Final Four is set, with the semifinals coming up on Friday evening at the University of Dayton Arena. First up, Rocky River Magnificat. They started slowly in the regional final, but closed the first half on a 16-2 run, then never looked back and cruised to a 15-point victory over Medina. Junior Sophia Wilson led the Blue Streaks with 20 points, while Julia Hall contributed a dozen. This is the first Final Four appearance for Magnificat since 2002. Opposite the Blue Streaks, Olmsted Falls, the Bulldogs pride themselves on a team-centric focus, a philosophy on full display as they rolled over Maslin Jackson by a score of 61-34. Bulldogs' leading scorer, Danielle Cameron, was limited to just 5 points on 5 shots, but it didn't matter. Maddie Saravac netted 18, while Jessica Wolinen added 15. Olmsted Falls is making their second consecutive Final Four appearance. On the other side of the bracket, a very familiar name, that would be Pickerington Central. This their 15th trip to the state tournament. The Tigers never trailed in their regional win. 43-30, the final, they defeated Bishop Watterson, relying on a suffocating, trapping defense. Barry Wallace netted 14 points and pulled down 11 rebounds, while Blossom Wallace sat at 11 points, 6 boards, and 4 steals. On the other side of the court will be Springboro High School, making their first Final Four appearance in 46 years, that after the Panthers stunned Mount Notre Dame in double overtime. Junior Bryn Martin led the way with 14 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 2 block shots. Anaya Trent contributed a dozen points. In each of the prior 3 seasons, Springboro had lost in the district final to Mason. So there you have it, the Final Four, and it tips off at 6 p.m. Friday night at UD Arena.
Now for Division II, let's check in with Tim Bray.
All eyes will be on Purcell Marion, the number one team in the state, and they will be looking for their third straight title, the defending champions in Division II. The Cavs have won 25 in a row. Their only loss this season was to Pick Central. That was earlier this season. Junior D. Alexander is one of 2 premier players in this tournament. She has 1,800 points in her career and holds 30 Division I offers. They'll play Copley in the second semifinal. The Indians are 25-3. They're out of Akron, and they feature the Suburban League's Player of the Year, Izzy Calloway. Game 1 Friday has 4th-ranked Proctorville Fairland. They were a semifinalist a year ago before they lost to Northwest. Kylie Bruce is back. Bree Allen is back. Both are seniors now, and they're vowing to take it one step further. They'll play the Laurel Gators, who have the other premier player in this tournament. She is sophomore Sanaya Hall, and she ranks number 3 in the country by ESPN, averaging 26 points a game. And she scored over 1,000 points in just 2 years. And Hall had 31 in the regional final. So we have 2 outstanding players. And Purcell Marion attempting to complete another championship dominance in Division II. Expect a competitive and a compelling Final Four in Division II.
In Division III, we hear from Todd Bell.
Marty, this year the Division III state semifinals will get it underway Thursday at 6 p.m. at the University of Dayton Arena as number 6 Afrocentric will take on Keystone. Now, Janisha Anderson will lead the Nubians, who are the Division III state champions, back to Dayton, and they're looking for their 9th overall state championship. Cameron Grant, who missed last season with a torn ACL and will be playing her college ball at Dayton, leads the team at 17 points per game and 6 rebounds per contest. Natiya Nelson and Samariah Thompson are also scoring in double figures for an offense that averages almost 70 points per game. Keystone is the lone unbeaten of this group. They are the champions of the Lorain County 8 League. Their head coach, Rocky Houston, will bring this team to the Final Four for the first time in school history. Very well-rounded, junior Brooklyn Barber leads the team at nearly 13 points per game and has 63 pointers this year. Selena Houston is the school's all-time leader in assist, while Jessica Forthofer is the school's all-time leading rebounder. Our nightcap will tip off at approximately 8 p.m. Number 3 Ottawa Glandorf against number 7 Portsmouth. Now, Troy Yant will bring the Titans to Dayton for the 6th time, but they're looking for their first ever girls state basketball championship. They won the Buckeye League this year, and they're paced by a senior in Katie Kaufman and sophomore Carson Erford. They both average 13 points per game. The 6'1 Kaufman averages about 6 rebounds per game. And what a story it is for Portsmouth. Deepest run that they have made in nearly 40 years. First ever trip to the state Final Four. Amy Hughes will bring the Spartans to Dayton from Southern Ohio without a starter in the lineup that is a senior. Sophomore Sienna Allen is averaging almost 16 points per game, while Deja Reed, who's a junior, almost 15 points per game. Those are our matchups in the state Final Four that are coming up Thursday night in Dayton.
Division IV starts tournament play at the University of Dayton Arena on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, and the 4 teams coming to the Gem City own a combined record of 101-9. Let's start with the first game that features 7th-ranked 26-2 Loudonville taking on one of the perennial Division IV contenders, the Lady Wildcats from Waterford. Loudonville drops down from Division III this year and makes the school's second ever appearance in the Final Four. They are led by one of the state's finalists for the Miss Basketball Award, guard Corey Vermilia. She leads the Redbirds in scoring at 27 points per game. That number, despite her playing a total of just 1 minute in the fourth quarter of the Redbirds' first 15 games this year. That tells you a little bit about how dominant they have been. Vermilia has scored over 2,000 points in her Loudonville career and will play collegiately at nearby Division II powerhouse Ashland. Waterford is 2 years removed from a state title in Division IV, winning on the UD Arena floor in the 21-22 season. For the Lady Wildcats, Kendall Surrey, Avery Wagner, and Lakin Jones were key components of that title-winning team, and all three are back this year for veteran head coach Jerry Close. Waterford also won a state title in 2016 and were the D4 runners-up in 2015 and 2017. The Lady Wildcats rallied from an 11-point halftime deficit to post a pulsating 53-51 overtime win over Berlin Highland in this past weekend's regional final. The second semifinal that tips off is at 1 o'clock Thursday, and it finds top-ranked 26-2 Fort Loramie facing 4th-ranked 26-2 Convoy Crestview. Coach Carlos Siegel's Fort Loramie team won the rugged Shelby County Athletic League title and stormed through the sectionals, districts, and regionals to reach the UD Arena. The Lady Redskins held each of their first four opponents in the tournament to under 20 points a game in each outing. In their regional final win over perennial Division IV powerhouse Marion Local, Fort Loramie scored 31 unanswered points to cruise to the win. A core group of 7 seniors who lost in the regional semifinal 2 years ago and the regional final last year lead Fort Loramie. Convoy Crestview is led by Callie Gregory, who averages 20 points a game. The Lady Knights played in only 4 games this year, decided by 10 points or fewer, and their closest tournament game was Saturday's 24-point regional final win over Columbus Grove. The Lady Knights averaged 58 points per game and enter the Final Four having won 13 straight. They took Division III semifinalist Ottawa Glandorf to the wire in a 47-45 loss earlier this year. Crestview has faced Fort Loramie before in the semis, losing 66-24 in the 2021 season. Gentlemen, thank you all very much. Now let's bring our girls basketball analysts to tell us what they will be watching for this weekend in Dayton. For a Division I and Division II report, here's Angie Sater.
Great, great matchups this weekend that I cannot wait to see. On Friday at 6 p.m. Division I, we've got Olmsted Falls against Magnificat. Olmsted Falls, they have so many weapons, great outside shooters, and they've been to the Final Four. They were there last year, so they know what it takes. Watch for Danielle Cameron, great outside shooter, threes, outstanding baller. For Magnificat, watch for Julia Hall. Again, inside-outside game, she does it all. But they, too, have so much quickness, strong defense, and they've got size. At 8 p.m., we've got Springboro against Pickerington Central. Springboro, Bren Martin, she has had a phenomenal season. She's got eyes everywhere. Watch for Anaya Trent and Morgan Meek. Also, for Pickerington Central, you've got All-American Barry Wallace and their defense. Defense is what wins games, and they have outstanding defense. Their team, they are unified, and they do whatever it takes to win ball games. Watch also for freshman sensation Zoe Coleman. In Division II, Friday at 11 a.m., Proctorville Fairland against Shaker Heights Laurel. Fairland, they work so well together as a team. They'll do whatever it takes to win ball games, and they mesh very well together. Great defense. Watch for Bree Allen, Kylie Bruce, and Bailey Russell. For Shaker Heights, All-American Saniah Hall. She can put up 30-40 points with ease. Watch also for Tristan Williams, sophomore guard. They must play their best defense in order to have a chance to win against Fairland. Then at 1 p.m., you've got Copley versus Purcell Marion. Copley and Izzy Calloway, she is a scorer. But I'll tell you, this team has got to handle defensive pressure from Purcell Marion. And Purcell Marion, they've been there, done it several times. Dee Alexander, the Miller girls, they know what it takes to win ball games. This is Angie Sater from Prep Girls Hoops.
And finally, let's get a report on the Division III and Division IV games from Candace Allen.
And now for our Division III matchups, we have a legacy versus a first-timer, Afrocentric, the reigning Division III state champions. They're determined, they're fast, they're poised, they're smart. They'll take on the undefeated Keystone, who just 4 years ago had only won 7 games, a massive turnaround for their program. This is their first trip to a state semifinal. So we'll have a first-time state semifinalist in Keystone versus an 8-time state champion in Afrocentric. And then there's Ottawa Glandorf versus Portsmouth. Ottawa's Katie Kaufman can really dominate and operate in the paint. And then Portsmouth's Sienna Allen. She's fast, she's quick, she's poised. They define each of their teams. Who can establish their style of play first will be the key. Now for Division 4, Loudonville and Waterford, an exciting interior and exterior matchup. The post matchup between Alicia Felix and Avery Wagner, and the guard matchup between Corey Vermilia and Kendall Zuri. The game could be decided by which duo can command control, Loudonville's Felix and Vermilia or Waterford's Wagner and Zuri. And lastly, Fort Loramie and Crestview. For both teams, their defense spurs their offense. Each will need to finish their shots, sprint the floor, and remain under control. This matchup is who can execute the best. An added intrigue is that this is a rematch of the 2021 state semifinal. I'm Candace Allen, and good luck to all the teams.
Thanks to everyone for their reports this week. It will no doubt be another exciting state tournament in Dayton. Now we'll allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. And when we come back, we'll break down the boys' basketball regional tournament pairings. This is the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
The year was 1907. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series, and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. A lot has changed since 1907, but not the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. Since 1907, the OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Ohio.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
How do you define strength? Is it physical? Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to this edition of the OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show. I'm Marty Bannister. A reminder that statewide brackets for both the girls and boys are posted on the basketball pages at OHSAA.org, and tickets for all tournament games are available online at OHSAA.org/tickets. Now let's go inside the boys' basketball regional pairings. We'll start in Division I and Division II. Here's Chris Solwecki from the OHSAA Radio Network.
Thanks very much, Marty. In Division II, we begin in Region 8, where Kettering Archbishop Alter will meet Plains City Jonathan Alder. Alter looks to punch their ticket for the second time in 3 years. They've been to the state tournament 10 times since 1975, winning their state championship 3 times. Jonathan Alder looking to punch their first ticket to the state tournament. On the other half of Region 8, a couple of Cincinnati area teams will square off as Wyoming, Hamilton, Baden do battle. Get this, the Wyoming Cowboys, they've not been to the state tournament weekend since 1942. They're 2 wins away. However, Hamilton Baden has their own drought of sorts and plenty of motivation to get back to championship weekend, having not been there in the 21st century. 1998 was the last time the Rams were in that tournament. Region 5 takes us to the northern segment of the state, with one of the region semifinals featuring Youngstown Ursuline, whose one and only visit to the state championship weekend was all the way back in 1994 when they happened to win the whole shebang. Via Angela St. Joseph out of Cleveland will be Ursuline's first opponent this week. The Vikings have been there 16 times since 1979, and they've won their championship 7 times, most recently in 2017. On the other side of Region 5, Canfield and Warrensville Heights are set to do battle. Canfield, another team with a long dry spell. They've been to championship weekend 4 times, but most recently in 1953. That predates me. Warrensville Heights are looking to punch their ticket for the first time since 2001. In Region 6, Toledo Central Catholic and Rocky River Lutheran West will face off in one semifinal. Toledo Central Catholic are looking to get back to championship weekend for the first time since 2011, while the Longhorns of Lutheran West are looking to return for the second straight year. The other Region 6 semifinal features Shelby and Lima Shawnee. The Whippets from Shelby, Ohio, are looking for their first run state championship weekend, and first in their face is Lima Shawnee's Indians, who are looking to return to championship weekend for the first time since 2021. Finally, in Region 7, Columbus, Bishop Hartley, and Zanesville, Maysville are one semifinal tilt. Maysville has been to championship weekend only once, back in 1971. The Hartley Hawks have been there 4 times, but not since 2011. On the other side of that region, Vincent Warren and Dresden Tri-Valley will compete. Dresden Tri-Valley has been to the big weekend only once, back in 1981, while Vincent Warren's lone visit was in 2013. We turn our attention now to Division 1, and we begin in Region 2, Canton Glen Oak versus Brunswick. The Glen Oak Golden Eagles have been to championship weekend only once, and that was back in 2007, while the Brunswick Blue Devils look to punch their ticket for the very first time. On the other side of Region 2, it's Massillon Jackson, who have been to state championship weekend 4 times, winning it twice. Their last time in the finals weekend was 2017. They will square off with Cleveland St. Ignatius. They're looking to get back for the 3rd time in 4 years after missing last season following back-to-back appearances in 21 and 22. In Region 3, it's Olentangy Orange and Newark in one semifinal. Orange looking to his first championship weekend appearance, while Newark's Wildcats are 4-time state champs. The last time they won it was the last time they made it to championship weekend, back in 2008. On the other side of Region 3, Delaware Hayes and Hilliard-Bradley will meet in the regional semis. Neither team has made it to state championship weekend. Perhaps 2024 allows one of those teams' dreams to come true. Let's turn now to Region 4, where one semifinal will see Hamilton and Centerville hit the hardwood in opposition of one another. Hamilton has won the crown 4 times, the last time being the last time they made it to finals weekend, all the way back in 2004. Centerville has been to championship weekend 3 years running, winning it in 21, finishing 2nd in 22, appearing in the semis in 23. 4 years in a row would be an impressive streak, to be sure. On the other side of that bracket, 2 teams that know each other so well out of the Greater Cincinnati Catholic League, as Elder and Archbishop Moeller will go. Elder has won the title 3 times while making it to the weekend 6 times, but 2001 was the last time they reached that stage. The Crusaders of Moeller have been there 8 times, most recently 2019, and when they get there, things often go their way. Of their 8 visits, twice they finished 2nd, 5 times they won it all. And we finish up in Region 1 with Archbishop Hoban out of Akron and Garfield Heights in one semifinal matchup. Hoban is looking to return to championship weekend for the 2nd straight year and the 4th overall, while Garfield Heights is looking to get back for the 5th time and the 1st time since 2016. A couple of Toledo teams round out Division 1 with Whitmer and St. John set for action. Whitmer is looking to get back for the 5th time and the 1st time since 2012, while St. John's is looking for their 8th appearance, including a 2nd straight appearance. They've been runners-up 3 times, hoping that perhaps 2024 is their year to be crowned champions. That's it for this week. Get out and see a game. It's a big, big week for boys basketball in the state of Ohio. Catch you some. For the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show, I'm Chris Solecki.
And now let's meet the Division III and 4 regional qualifiers. Here's Kurt Stubbs from Ohio High School Hoops.
This is Kurt Stubbs with Ohio High School Hoops and the Drive to Dayton podcast for the OHSAA Tournament Tip-Off Show. The Division III regional tournament will feature 7 teams returning from last year's 16-team field, including the defending state champions, the runner-up, and a state semifinalist. Additionally, 9 of the AP's top 10 teams remain in the field. Let's start in Region 11. McDermott Northwest at 23-3 will take on number 3 Malvern at 26-0. This was Northwest's first district title in school history. Malvern is the only unbeaten team left in the state of Ohio, and only 3 of the games this year have been settled by less than 10 points. The other semifinal is Seaman North Adams at 21-4, taking on number 6 Canal Winchester Harvest Prep, also at 21-4. Harvest Prep has won 14 straight games, and this was their 3rd straight district title. North Adams is trying to return to the state tournament for the first time since losing in the state semifinals to Miami East in 1996. In Region 10, Margaretta, number 5 in the state at 23-2, will take on number 8, Worthington Christian at 22-4. Margaretta is on an 11-game winning streak. They also had a 12-game winning streak this season. Worthington Christian, one of the hottest teams in the state, has won 13 straight games. The other semifinal is Toledo Emmanuel Christian at 22-3, the number 4 team in the state, and they will take on number 1, Ottawa Glandorf, at 22-3. Ottawa Glandorf captured its 5th straight district title, and they're looking for their 4th straight Final Four appearance. In Region 12, you have number 10, Preble Shawnee, at 22-3, taking on number 6, Tri-Village, at 24-2. This is a Western Ohio Athletic Conference battle. These two teams played on February 16th, with Preble Shawnee winning 49-35. The other semifinal feature Cincinnati Marymount at 19-6 against 14-11 Versailles. Versailles just came into this tournament at 11-11 out of the MAC. In Region 9, we have number 2, Lutheran East, at 19-5, the defending state champs, taking on Fairview Park Fairview at 19-6. Lutheran East, the defending state champion, is looking for state championship number 5, and they are looking to make their 7th consecutive Final Four. Lutheran East also has 9 consecutive district titles. They won their 3 tournament games so far by an average of 62 points per game. Fairview Park has won its 3 tournament games by just a combined 17 points. This is their first regional appearance. And in the final semifinal in Division 3, number 12 Cardinal Mooney at 21-5 against Canton Central Catholic at 18-7. This is a season that started 2-3 for Cardinal Mooney. They've won 19 out of their last 21. The only 2 losses are to Division 2 regional semifinalist Youngstown Ursuline. They are winning their tournament games by an average of 43 points per game. These two teams played on January 22nd, with Mooney winning 61-52, which was the last loss for Canton Central Catholic, who is on a 10-game winning streak. The Division 4 regional tournament will also feature 7 teams returning from last year's 16-team field, including the defending state champion and 2 state semifinalists. Also, 7 of the AP's top 10 teams remain in the field. Let's start in Region 15. Number 6, Berlin Highland at 20-6 will take on Westerville Northside Christian at 20-5. The two teams met in an epic regional final a year ago, with Highland winning 52-50. The Hawks have won their 8th straight district crown. They're trying to make their 3rd straight state tournament appearance. Northside Christian has won 9 straight games. The other semifinal is number 8, South Webster at 22-3 against Leesburg Fairfield at 22-3. The Jeeps have won 13 of 14. In Region 14, number 12 Pandora Gilboa at 23-2 will take on number 1 Toledo Christian at 25-1. Pandora Gilboa knocked off number 6 Delphi St. John's, and Toledo Christian is on a 21-game winning streak, and they won their first district title since 2011. The other semifinal in Region 14 is 21-5 Old Fort against number 5 Lima Central Catholic at 24-2. LCC has won 13 straight games, and they're looking for its 4th state title since 2010. Old Fort defeated SBC River rival Hopewell Loudoun to win its first district title in 22 years. In Region 13, Attica Seneca East at 21-5 will take on number 3 Richmond Heights at 15-9. Seneca East won its first district crown by beating Colonel Crawford for the 3rd time this season. Richmond Heights, the defending state champion, is seeking its 5th straight Final Four appearance and looking to become just the 4th team since 1922 to win back-to-back-to-back state championships. The other semifinal in Region 13 is 16-9 Dalton against Warren JFK at 19-6. The Bulldogs were in the regional final a year ago and beat JFK in the district final. JFK was one of 3 or 4 best teams in the state in D4 outside of about 3 weeks in the season when it lost 5 out of 6. Region 16, the final region in Division 4, we have Lancaster Fisher Catholic at 16-9 taking on 25-1 number 2 ranked Rushi. Rushi has been nearly flawless for 26 games outside of a hiccup at Anna. They're trying to return to Dayton. In consecutive seasons, they lost in the semifinals to Richmond Heights a year ago. In the final semifinal is Jackson Center at 17-9 against number 4, Troy Christian at 24-2. Troy Christian is one of the hottest teams in the state, winning 12 straight games. Their only losses are to Tri-Village and Rushi, two teams combined 49-3. For the OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show, I'm Kurt Stubbs.
And we'd like to thank Chris and Kurt for their reports. We are going to take one final break for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show.
School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
I would like to thank all of our broadcasters who contributed to this week's show, and we hope to see you out on the tournament trail for this week's girls basketball state tournament in Dayton or for the boys basketball regional tournaments all around Ohio. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Production and technical assistance provided by Adam Dell and Yamo Media. The OHSA Tournament Tip-Off Show is a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.